Thank you.
No, that's a lot of work. Thank you. So Jeff's here, it must be 9:30.
He was watching the county. Oh, he wanted a transit. I'm just guessing. I'm gonna see what's happening in Wisconsin.
Okay, so this is a follow-up agenda item from the March 27th public hearing that the board held on a concept for safety improvements in the Jones Ferry Road corridor. This is a concept, if you recall, that was developed by NCDOT after repeated inquiries from the town and from citizens and from the board specifically as to the safety in this corridor. And we do have a safety problem in this corridor, as we all know.
Yeah.
20 reported crashes in the last 5 years, two Class A injuries in the last 5 years. So this is a real opportunity to improve what is one of the least safe corridors in the town. And town staff have been working with NCDOT, and NCDOT has developed a concept plan that they have indicated they will use for an application for spot safety funding, but they want to get the town, specifically the board's input, before they go ahead with that. This is the current cross section looking eastbound towards downtown. You can see that there is six lanes in this particular cross section, and if you look the other way, you can see also six lanes. So there's turning lanes and, of course, a right turn lane for a channelized right turn lane for traffic entering NC 54 eastbound. This is looking west. And here's more the view from the sidewalk. We went over some current conditions at the March 27th public hearing. What I want to do is just summarize the concept plan just to refresh everyone's memory. In general, the concept plan consists of a road diet. We're familiar with the road diet from the West Main Street presentation. This is also a road diet in the fact that it reduces the number of vehicle lanes throughout the corridor, which stretches from east of Davie Road to about Willow Creek Shopping Center and Ashbrook Apartments driveway. New bike lanes are proposed to be added, as well as new marked crosswalks, high visibility crosswalks, both parallel to Jones Ferry Road and across Jones Ferry at Davie Road. And there is a potential for new sidewalks on the north side of Jones Ferry Road, although NCDOT has indicated that they likely would leave the responsibility for building the sidewalks to the town, which doesn't mean that the concept plan couldn't go forward without those sidewalks. It's just that the particular funding pot that they're applying for has a $250,000 limit. And if you add a long sidewalk in there, you're probably going to inch over that limit. The concept plan has many other things in it, though, that I think you can argue improve pedestrian safety. Specifically, the concept plan consists of raised medians along the Abbey Court and Ridgewood Apartments frontage. Raised medians, painted medians along the remaining road segments. And left turn bays to replace the current center turn lane at Davie Road, Alabama Avenue, and NC 54 bypass. And then new bike lane segments on west of Davie Road. Currently, the bike lanes do not extend west of Davie Road, except for on the north side just a little bit, but then they end, and cyclists are kind of left to fend for themselves. I know I usually take that corridor either as pedestrian or bicyclist, occasionally a driver, a few times a week. So what we've preliminarily talked about with NCDOT is the potential for protected bike lanes. Oftentimes you don't have room in a cross-section to do this, but there's a real opportunity for protected bike lanes. As you can see here in the photo, this is from San Francisco. Basically, the bike lane is wider than a standard 4-foot bike lane, and then there is a buffer between the bike lane and the road. The buffer could be a painted buffer. It could be supplemented, as it is here, with plastic flexible delineators, and in some cases, it's a curb buffer. And these have begun to be implemented in cities around the country, and those cities in general are seeing a huge increase in cyclists in those corridors because there is a categorical difference in the feeling that you get when you're cycling between a protected buffer and when you're cycling between with only a 4-foot stripe separating you.
They're using that in New York City, too.
Yes, exactly. That they're one of the cities that's really going forward with it. Not to say that bike lanes are great, but this is kind of the next level up.
Keeps the cabs away from the bikes.
Exactly. that's one of the benefits. Mm-hmm. One other thing I'll mention, there's a painted bus pull-off at Abbey Corps Department's bus stop. I talked about those other two bullet points. And in general, the concept plan does address one of the recommendations in the adopted bike plan, which is the addition of bike lanes in this section of Jones Ferry Road. This will also could gel nicely with the town's bond-funded Davie Road sidewalk project, which will be completed on the east side of Davie Road by the end of 2013. From here, I will go to the specific questions that were asked by the board and by citizens subsequent to the March 27th public hearing. One of the main questions that was asked was, can the medians accommodate plantings? And as you may have seen in the memo, the medians can be built to accommodate plantings, according to what NCDOT has told us. That the project itself will not plant anything. They will not fund the plantings, but if you look at NCDOT's guidelines for plantings within the highway right-of-way, They do allow third parties or municipalities to plant within medians as long as the plantings are in accordance with the guidelines and as long as there is a permit received by the municipality or by the third party. So the point in the draft recommendation for the board's consideration at this point, there doesn't need to be every last detail of a planting plan figured out. But I think the main point to be considered is to convey to NCDOT that this project should incorporate a median that can receive future plantings. Mm-hmm. And here is an example. You may have.
Is that in the resolution already?
Yeah, it's one of the comments. Okay. Here is an example. You may have seen this when I was pulling it up of MLK Boulevard in Chapel mm-hmm. Hill. There's some nice set, I believe these are daylilies planted in the medians.
Is this something that we can, and I guess Randy's not here, but refer to the EAB because I know they've done extensive work on the native plantings for Town of Carrboro?
Yeah, I think that's something you could definitely do. I know there is one citizen interested, too, in learning more about the plantings and contributing as well.
Yes. I would hope that DOT would not let you plant fruit trees there. Is that correct? Because that would be, you would have roadkill. There'd be a lot of roadkill if you could plant fruit there.
Yeah, as I said during when the board was considering the Smith Level Road concept plan in 2010, I wouldn't eat any of the plantings on the list because I'm not an expert on it. I'd let somebody else decide if they're edible or not.
Right.
So,
but fruit trees are not there, right?
There's a list of plantings okay. there. I think that I would imagine that fruit trees would be very discouraged for the reasons you mentioned, attracting deer perhaps, and also for the traffic safety.
Mm-hmm.
But they do allow some plantings, and they encourage native plantings too. So I think there's definite room for different things to be considered.
Great.
Another question that was asked was, can the bus stop, the Abbey Court bus stop, be relocated? The Abbey Court bus stop is right here. Here's Davie Road. Here's Jones Ferry. And this is, of course, if you recall, the highest ridership bus stop in all of Carrboro.
Mm-hmm.
660 people a day use it. And the staff recommendation is that the bus stop not be relocated. And the reason is, this is, of course, you can see at the crest of the hill. As it is relatively close to the intersection. And what you want to do is discourage people from crossing mid-block, mm-hmm. like right in this area. There's very poor sight distance for cars coming eastbound to see someone crossing right here. As it is, of course, some Ridgewood Apartments folks do cross mm-hmm. right here, and that's dangerous. But we feel that the sight distance would be made even worse if it were moved eastbound. Furthermore, there is a steep, as you can see right here, there is a steep drop-off right here behind the sidewalk. So if the bus stop were relocated from its current location right here to right here, there would likely have to be some intensive grading and perhaps a retaining wall built there. And I know, speaking with George and his public works staff, that they also see some challenges to relocating the bus stop eastbound. Relocating the bus stop westbound, you also get into the retaining wall that's built in along Abbey Court's frontage, so I think there'd be some real constraints there, too. So their staff recommendation is to maintain the bus stop's current location. And we think it'll be a good, if there is a marked crosswalk put in here, it is pretty close to that marked crosswalk. We also looked at whether the project would be likely to create turnaround traffic in Alabama Avenue. And, the question is, we can't predict what every driver will do. There are, of course, those drivers who don't drive very reasonably. We wish there wasn't, but there are. But we think that after the implementation of this concept plan, one thing that it will do is it will prevent left turns from this gas station driveway onto eastbound Jones Ferry Road. And the reason for that is the proximity to the intersection really makes things dangerous. It's right over the crest of the hill as well. But folks from the gas station, if they want to go eastbound on Jones Ferry Road, can turn out Davie and then turn left at Davie Road intersection. It would be much longer to turn right onto Jones Ferry and then make a U-turn around the new median, and even longer to turn right onto Jones Ferry, turn right into Alabama Avenue, make a U-turn on Alabama Avenue, and then turn left back onto Jones Ferry. So we think that at least, we don't know for sure what all drivers will do, but the by far the shortest distance route, the most intuitive route, seems to be to turn left onto Jones Ferry Road. There was also a question, should the project, if the project creates a center median, should Neville Road continue to be open? And if you recall, most road diets can be implemented effectively on roads with less than 20,000 vehicles per day and not cause any congestion issues. In other words, not cause any temptation to cut through to other roads. Because Jones Ferry is currently at 9,000 vehicles per day, we feel that there is room, there is sufficient capacity to implement the road diet without creating any major congestion on Jones Ferry Road. We talked about the median plantings. We also had a comment, before implementing the road diet, try reducing the speed limit from 35 to 30 miles an hour. And the staff recommendation is that this should certainly be looked at, but after the implementation of the project. What tends to decrease speeds the most is the feel of the road, the design of the road. If there's a wide open space with three lanes going each direction, that tends to encourage speeding, and a road diet, road diets have been shown to reduce speeding. So we recommend that that be looked at after the implementation of this project. The current 85th percentile speed is about 45 miles an hour, so you can tell that the design of the road encourages drivers to go pretty far over that 35 mile an hour posted speed limit. There was another question about moving the loading and unloading location for the bus stop for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Currently, the bus drops off and picks up kids right about at the Chapel Hill Transit bus stop. But I think this is really a question that would be best addressed by Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools transportation staff. But if there's any other follow-up action that the board would like town staff to do on this point, we're certainly open to doing that as well. There was also a question about a second driveway access for Abbey Court. As you can see from this oblique photo, there is only one driveway access serving all of Abbey Court. And the specific question was, can there be a driveway to the east of it? It doesn't seem very feasible because there are tennis courts and buildings blocking any potential driveway to the east. And also, in speaking with Abbey Court management, they said they didn't. They also didn't feel that there was room to implement a driveway to the east. But if the board wants to follow up on this general concept, the recommendation is that the board direct staff to, as a separate follow-up, to explore additional accesses more on this property. The traffic light issue, I think we kind of mentioned it at the March 27th public hearing. Currently, a traffic signal is not warranted. If there is an increase in traffic on Davie Road, that may eventually lead to a traffic signal being warranted, but there's currently not enough cross traffic, and it's NCDOT's belief and position that right now a traffic signal is not warranted. There was also a comment that this could have a negative impact on Alabama Avenue. I think that it's reasonable to believe that that since the concept plan only changes two accesses, and the memo kind of talks about, it's not very likely that these accesses have a tangible connection to increasing traffic on Alabama Avenue or Neville Drive, because it's they don't create an incentive, any more incentive than there is today to drive on them. But certainly, if that's something that the board would like to see further, the recommendation would be that staff follow up with various departments follow up and monitor the effect after the implementation of the project. There is also a question of whether the median will prevent the opportunity for left-turning traffic out of Alabama to merge with eastbound through traffic on Jones Ferry Road. And the basic response there is that the current center turn lane should not be used for merging. It's not legal, and it's not recommended in the driver handbook that a center turn lane be used for merging. If you look in your packet, attachment D, you'll see that the TAB reviewed and made some very constructive comments. Those comments are addressed more in the memo, and if you have any specific questions about them, I'd be glad to talk more about them. But those comments, for the most part, are reflected in the draft resolution in attachment A1. Should the board wish to forward those comments that the TAB made along to NCDOT as part of any resolution the board would make.
I had a question about one of the TAB recommendations that I've always wondered about, and I was really glad they brought it forth, and that was the reducing the turn lane from 54 on the westbound on the ramp. Maybe you could explain why DOT might have a problem with that.
Sure. Would that be, are you speaking of the westbound on-ramp, reducing the or increasing the curb radius or reducing the speeds?
Well, no.
This is off-ramp.
The off-ramp.
The off-ramp.
On the TAB recommendations, they say the town should ask DOT if the NC-54 westbound off-ramp could be reduced from 3 to 2 lanes. I've always wondered about that, and I was really glad that they had raised that question.
Sure, yeah. As you can see in this image right here, you can see that it's a little bit dim, but you can see that there are 3 lanes there, and the TAB's suggestion was reduce that to 2. Mm-hmm. I think that's certainly something that could be asked of NCDOT. It's not, I think, something that's within this project, but I think that's certainly something that the board could make its intention known to NCDOT. When you have turning lanes, right now there are 2 lanes to receive left turning traffic.
Uh-huh.
If you reduced 1, that may be able to work. I can't say right now for sure.
But if you're dieting the westbound on Jones Ferry, it would make sense to also reduce, down to 1 left.
Yeah. You can see here there's 2 lefts, basically.
Right.
And that certainly a comment that could be provided if the board wishes.
I certainly would appreciate that.
Yeah. Finally, I think I'll go over another citizen question was, did NCDOT consider various sizes of tractor trailers when developing this plan? I've not gotten written confirmation that they did, but that was certainly something that they expressed to us verbally as they were developing the plan, was that they were considering tractor trailers. You can see here this sheet right here. The question focused on Alabama Avenue, and you can see here, maybe it's the other one. Sorry. Okay, yeah.
It's Davy.
Yeah, this is Davy. This is 2. This is 3. Okay, it's a little bit cut off here, I'm sorry, but there's the left turn storage for Alabama Avenue is 100 feet, and that would tend to accommodate a tractor trailer. But that's something that could be confirmed, 100% with NCDOT as the project moves forward. With that, I think that summarizes kind of the major points that were raised by the board and by citizens. And at this point, you have the resolution before you and the TAB recommendation, and I'd be happy to take any more questions.
Sure. It seems the convenience store, if I understand it correctly, if folks choose to go out directly on Jones Ferry, that's when they might do the turnaround. But otherwise, if they go out on Davy, then they can go straight out and then just go left on Jones Ferry. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And it also seems like that could be alleviated somewhat just by some signage at that exit directly onto Jones Ferry to say those turning left should use either exit. That would be another way to tell internal cars that weren't aware to just go to the other exit to go out that way. Right.
Yeah, I think we could follow up with NCDOT and any, and since this is at a concept plan stage, they haven't gotten into the particular signage, but we could certainly make that clear to DOT that we want to make sure that any signage that will discourage, irregular movements by vehicles is posted in the proper location.
Well, yeah, I think to the extent we can educate people at that store to use the other exit to go out to go left, I think we should include that.
I'll make a note of that.
Thanks.
Other comments? Jeff, can you explain how the resolution in attachment A3 relates to the resolution in attachment A1? Because that's not entirely clear to me.
Sure. The resolution in language in attachment A1, and it goes to A2 as well, So that resolution is, has language that allows the board to endorse the plan, subject to any comments that would need to be made, and recommend that NCDOT move forward with spot safety funding. And then there are optional comments here. And then resolution in A3 allows the board to not to refrain from endorsing the plan, but take some other action as it might see fit. So the staff recommendation is for attachment A1.
So I have one additional comment so far, which is Randy's suggestion that the exit ramp configurations be matched to the reconfigured Jones Ferry Road. Does anyone have any other suggestions for that?
Lydia's signage.
The signage within the convenience store to make sure it directs people.
Ah, okay. Right. And so, and Lydia's suggesting about the sign.
And do we need to add to that the TAB recommendations, or is that?
Well, that's what I refer to, Mr. Okay. Raising.
All right.
Most of the TAB recommendations are, for the most part, included. I think the only one that was missing from A1 was the point that,
right,
that you made, Randy.
The exit ramp.
Yeah.
And the plantings, where you said before when Dan had asked you if it was in there, I didn't see it under A1. Could you direct you to that?
Optional comment A is construct the medians to allow for future plantings.
Okay, so can, when we say future plantings, can we just say consistent with the EAB's native plantings list?
I think so, but I think, you know, no matter what the EAB recommends, they'll that recommendation will have to stay within the parameters of the NCDOT right-of-way guidelines. Within those guidelines, that's certainly something that's I think, possible to make.
Anything else? Okay, so.
Move the resolution with the two additions.
Three additions.
Second.
The one about the exits, the one about the signage, the one about the.
That's F and G, right?
Yeah. Okay, so it's resolution attachment A is moved by Alderman LaBelle, seconded by Alderman Johnson. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion passes unanimously. Mr. Manager, anything else from staff this evening?
To give just a couple of minutes, George would like to give you an update on the